money.
Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
It is the in-between time. It is the time between times. It is the time and a half time. Okay, so we are here.
I'm just looking quizzically at you.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
We have just had the flurry of Christmas.
Well, actually, I was going to say today's still a flurry because it's Boxing Day. And some are flurrying to more family gatherings.
That's probably
so
true.
We're almost in the in-between time, mm-hmm. between that state of mind when you don't know what day it is.
Right.
And if anybody gets this week off, this coming week off, then you're like, what day is it? What, like,
right.
Yeah. What am I doing?
A little discombobulation.
Yeah.
There.
Like you're in your pajamas till 10 in the morning or yeah. 1.
In our
the
family,
after,
it's like, okay, this is game day.
Yes. Right.
Right, so
yes.
It's like, happily, we don't have to travel.
I think it's
far.
Game day at Will's, our producer's house too.
Probably.
Yeah. So. I'm going to say this. Here's a plug for Will. Just Google Will Stevens and games and you'll find his YouTube channel and you can learn all about all the board games you want in the whole mm-hmm. world because mm-hmm. he has them.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. There, well, there's my plug for you, Will.
Welcome to our to the show on Boxing Day. So if you're out scurrying for those Boxing Day deals,
oh, yes.
then you know maybe turn it up, tune in a little bit more. We're talking about the hard issues around money, mm-hmm. and of course, this is a big day in terms of spending and getting deals, and we all like mm-hmm. deals, so
yes.
it's good.
But
before,
we also, yeah.
I was just going to say, before we jump in too far, I need to give a shout out to NotMine.ca, mm-hmm. sponsor of today's show, talking about helping and paying for and partnering with us. So thank you, Financial Discipleship Canada. They own that NotMine.ca. If you're looking for resources for 2026 mm-hmm. that say, I want to, you know, we often talk about kind of a restart at the beginning of the year and specifically in the area of finances, that's a great spot to go and say, hey, what are the, maybe a study I can do? Maybe there's some education there. So notmine.ca, check it out. It's awesome.
Yeah. So I wanted to, since this is the start of the in-between time when we're not quite sure what day it is or what time it is. I mean, we can't live that way, unfortunately, the mm-hmm. whole year. I guess we could try, but it would be, for me, my personality, I would not want to live this way all year long, not knowing what day it is, etc. But we were thinking about this time when we kind of, maybe in this season, you don't want to look back and you don't want to look forward because there's so mm-hmm. much uncertainty. There's so much stuff in the news and our social media and just some hard things that we're hearing in our own nation and in our neighbors. And you just maybe want to bury your head in the sand. We just want to encourage you that maybe you could use this week to actually reflect back and maybe make have some thoughts towards your year ahead. Maybe give some time and reflection for praising God mm-hmm. for his faithfulness in 2025 and that just declaration that we know he's going to be faithful in 2026 and that we can be confident of that very thing.
I was just going to say, maybe we can all do like a communal, you know, inhale, exhale,
right.
just a, you know, kind of a, you know, again, we've been through some of the, maybe the Christmas craziness, but we can go, okay,
but
this weekend, you know, we got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, most people are off at least, you know, those days to take a moment to go inhale, exhale, and maybe have a few moments of reflection in the next couple of days.
Yeah, to take a deep breath mm-hmm. and like actually just hold it there for 4 seconds and then
let it out.
Yeah, because I think the year that we've had also has been you know, we want to breathe in God's goodness and exhale all the stuff that maybe we've been carrying from 2025. That's just been really hard. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, maybe some of you think, ah, they're talking about breathing on More Than Enough, but actually if you talk to anybody and if you haven't tried it, just try it right now. You take a deep breath. And notice where your shoulders are. Are they scrunched up or that mine were scrunched up? So breathing, I was like, oh man, my body's carrying some stress. And yeah, it's a good exercise and you could do that repeatedly, but we want to reflect in this breathing space on what's happened in 2025. So I want to know, Dave, what was your highlight? Did you have a highlight from the year?
Yeah, I mean, it was a very, I'll say a year of a lot of change for us. Just a lot of things that kind of were coming both at work and in the home. You know, we've had essentially, we now are almost empty nesters with only one at home. That happened this year.
Yeah.
Up until this year, the kids have been kind of cycling through our house at different times. Right. And that's been great. But this year is the great
2025 was the great leaving.
Yeah. So, and that came with its own stuff, you know, like there's a little bit of, oh man, like we see the kids launching and we see the kids, you know, that relationships are changing. So that was fun. That was a big thing. I think for me, part of that was I took a trip with Hope to Europe and got to reconnect with some cousins I haven't seen in 30 years. So we went to London and then we went to the Netherlands and that was a really great trip with Hope and really just reconnecting with some of the family roots that I have in the Netherlands. So that was a highlight for me.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
Really great. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you? What about your 2025 highlight?
I probably think automatically maybe of the sorrow parts first. It's terrible to say that. Our son moved to the West Coast, so I'm missing him, and that was a great leaving. So. But before I cry, I'm going to skip to my highlight. And that was, it's going to sound funny, but in July, we did a pig roast for our daughters. So they all graduated from their respective programs. So Mercedes from her master's, Hope from her 4-year undergrad degree, and then Serena from grade 8. And we decided to throw a party for family and friends who to celebrate our daughters. And it was one of those days where like it was great weather. The pig was, you and I were up early or whatever, putting the pig on the spit. And it was just really, it was a great day because the families who came just, you know, the kids played. And it was just one of those moments you can't capture on video, but you capture it in your heart. So that was pretty. That I would say that was right now, that was the highlight. Yeah. So, but you know, when I think about remembering, we remember not just for nostalgia's sake. We want to remember and learn and kind of carry the remembering into a transformational space. The minister at the church we're attending recently spoke on remembering. And the remembrance table of Christ, actually. And she said something that struck me was, we just don't come to the table just to remember the sacrifice of what Jesus has done, the body and the shed blood. But we come because it's a table of transformation. Because in the remembering and in the communion with Christ at that table, we come away from that table and we carry the transformation of having met with him. And I just loved that idea. So as this is in this breathing in between space, and we're looking back at our financial journeys, maybe discouraged, maybe celebrating, We have a friend who's paying off their mortgage this month. So that's a, like, that's a really awesome thing for 2025. And we want to, we just want to encourage each other. We're remembering not just for nostalgia's sake, not just for the lamenting, like as I'm saying, you know, I'm glad for that. My son has left, moved away and is exploring and experiencing a new province and having new adventures. Like, that is a really good thing. And we're changing and growing in our relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's something to be appreciated and thankful for. So as we talk about this today, we look back and we remember and we come to these moments and we say, Lord, what are you transforming me in? What are you teaching me in this moment? What are you, you know, what do I need to learn about that financial story that maybe I haven't paid attention to from this past year, you know, and what can I learn from it?
Right. And I mean, for some of us, you know, even thinking about, you know, what were the goals or what were the things that I committed to, you know, maybe last January and specifically, because we talk about the money part of it, were there things in your life that you went, you know, I hit the mark here. We did that. We committed together, whatever that was last year, and revisiting that as well and saying, you know, not only how did I do, but also do I need to re-engage that? Do I need to then say now, well, that's still, I'm on the journey. And I do love that, you know, we're talking about this kind of time in between it, you know, in any journey, we all love the stop in the middle. Right. You know, like in our family, it's like we're going on a trip. There's always a stop in the middle, even if we don't have to stop for gas. Then, you know, there's always, and for, you know, we kind of look forward to the stop in the middle to say, okay, this is how far we've come. And in our finances, you can also think about it like that. Say, this is how far we've come. Maybe you're like, oh, I didn't get as far as I wanted to, but maybe you got further than you thought you would. But wherever that journey is, just again, remembering that as we talk about money and we talk about the hard issues about money, we often talk about it in the context of the journey that we are on.
Right. I when you mentioned that, you know what I was thinking of? When you travel to the southern states and we head down there, mm-hmm. and it's, what is it, Buc-ee's? Buc-ee's becomes a destination in itself. So I was just thinking of our daughters, like, can we stop at Buc-ee's when we're driving? And it's, if you don't know what it is, some of you are probably laughing because you know what it is. It's just huge. It's a huge, I don't know, gas
station. It's a destination gas station.
Gas yeah. Stop, right? Yeah, it really is. Anyway, but I was thinking about that because you're right, because you maybe haven't got to Florida, the final destination. You haven't got to the big payoff of all your debt, mm-hmm. but maybe Buc-ee's is like, oh no, but we paid off one of those debts, or we've put money away for a child's education, or we were able to.
Or we saved up, like, you know, I'm thinking about my trip, you know, I mean, we saved up some money. That trip essentially, you know, went well from a financial standpoint.
Right. So we sell it. You can look back and celebrate those wins, or you can say, you know, and I managed to put $5 a week extra into my emergency mm-hmm. cushion. Like, I know that everybody's at different places financially. So it's really important to remember to celebrate, not just to focus on, oh, maybe I haven't arrived. Mm-hmm. We hopefully have some of those Buc-ee places along the journey. And I think that's how you say it. I hope I'm not saying it wrong. But the other part of this in-between time is actually looking forward. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to bury our heads in the sand, because as you pointed out over the last few years, when we put our heads in the sand, there's, you know, our butt sticking in the air. No one wants to see that. Mm-hmm. So we want to be aware. We want to have financial awareness. We want to open ourselves up to that question of, Lord, how is remembering and how am I moving forward into a space of change and transformation? Because change is just a part of life. Like, I've never right. loved change. And right. now as I've grown older, I've just had to accept the fact change is just a part of life. Our daughter also moved out. She's living with, you know, family in Southern Ontario, and she's having the time of her life. And, you know, but do I miss her? Yes. But at the other part, no, this is a good change. This is transformation. And what do I learn in this new space as a mom of so many adult kids, right? So it's just this space I'm in. But as we look ahead, we have taken three of the questions we actually use on our financial dates. Mm-hmm. If you've heard us talk before, and you are going to say all of those questions because you remember them far better than I do, because you've actually created them, and we want to apply them to our year ahead. So you can have a special time with your family or your spouse and talk about these three questions on a bigger level going into the year. Mm-hmm. So what are they, Dave?
So again, and I'll reference the financial date or your money meeting, whatever you want to call it, but that regular time where you sit down and you face your finances and you say, hey, that's again, we suggest in terms of regular cash flow, once a week, you sit down, you pay off your Visa, whatever went on the Visa, you pay it off. Don't wait for the bill to come in, but pay that off. And then you sit down and you go, first question is where am I at now? You know, what is, you know, when we look, and this is a little bit the look backwards that we're talking about here. This is a look backwards and say, all right, where are we at now? Like, and you do that in the context of your plan. And that's why we reference, you know, maybe there were some things that you did last year that you said last year that you wanted to accomplish in 2025. Well, where are we at now with those things? Are those things still relevant? Are they still things that you want to accomplish? Are they still things that are on the agenda, mm-hmm. so to speak? And we just didn't get there yet. We're on the journey. We just didn't get there yet.
So, and can I'm just going to sidebar just as an example for that. In the past, we've had like, okay, this is what we're going to do moving forward into 2020, whatever mm-hmm. the year was. And then a child comes and says, well, actually, we're engaged. We're getting married. Right. And then you're like, whoops, we're just going to, you know, we're not going to end up at the Bucky's destination. We're going on a side road because right. now money has to be put in another place because that's exciting. It's important. But those kinds of things happen in our finances.
For sure. Right. And especially if we look back a whole year, you know, again, the look back is a glance back. It's a look back into your last year to say, you know, last year at this time, I had no idea looking forward what truly was going to happen, you know, that we don't know what the future holds. But we now can look back and say, wow, I had planned to do this or planned to do that, or we'd made some decisions around our giving, say, for example, last year to maybe we talked about the 1% challenge this
year
with Xander. So maybe you committed this year to say, hey, I heard that podcast and that really, I want to increase our giving by 1%. Okay. Then you've committed to that. So now's the time to, you know, take that breath and go, okay, well, how are we doing with that? Mm-hmm. Where are we at today? So mm-hmm. today, you know, that first question is really about that look back and say, what are the plans? What are the things that I wanted to do in 2025? And where am I at in those journeys? Mm-hmm. Some I've accomplished, some I'm in the middle, some I didn't even start. They were plans and then they just didn't happen. Are they relevant for you in terms of your money and where you're going to look forward? Because that leads into the second question, which is, you know, what do I actually need to plan for? You know, what is coming up? And again, I'm going to go back to the financial date. In our financial date, where we ask that question in the context of between now and the next pay period, between now and the next time income comes in, mm-hmm. what are the things that I need to spend money on? Mm-hmm. And is there enough money in my bank account now to get there? Do I have enough resources to get to that next pay period? Mm-hmm. So that's the context of our financial date. In the context of the bigger year,
the big ticket items.
Yeah, we're kind of saying, okay, what are the things? Maybe there's some carry forward from last year. Are they going to stay on the agenda, or are there some different things percolating that you want to add to the list? And this is where, you know, maybe Reb, you're the journaler, so you might want to, you know, sit down and say, these are some of the things that I want to do. If you've got a spouse, do those things separately and say, okay, and then come together and share that. What does 2026 look like?
What are the big rock items? Yeah. Like, I mean, that's when you look at a bigger picture, that's what I was thinking. Like maybe your kids are growing up or somebody wants to get riding lessons or someone wants swimming lessons, or now they're moving into more competitive sports. How are you going to manage that? And you've been funneling money in a couple places, but now that the expenses are going to increase, especially with something like kids competitive sports. Sure. I mean, because we see that often and people say, how are we going to do this? Because now they're at a different level. Well, then you're actually adjusting and changing. You're looking what is ahead. And of course, I think of the James verses that we use a lot in COVID. You know, the Lord says in, I think it's around James 4.
Yeah, it is
when,
James 4.
Yeah, when he says, you know, you're going to say, you know, in a year from now, I'm going to plan this and do this and do this. But please, please say, you know, as the Lord wills, you know, Lord willing, we're going to be doing this and this and this in 26. And it's a scripture verse that my mom said all the time. Well, we'll do that, Lord willing. We'll and I used to get like, oh, that's such a cliche. But actually, it's a scripture verse. And we need to understand that we're bringing these plans. We're making these financial plans and we're bringing them before the Lord and saying, Lord, as you will, this is what we're sensing we want to do, what we need to do. What are you saying in this planning space of what are the...
And this also speaks to the verse, you know, throwing another verse in there that says the wise man looks forward and sees disaster and makes a change. Right. The fool carries on. Well, you know, this process of in between, of taking the breath is really that. It's kind of, hey, lifting your head up, looking around and saying, what are the things that, again, I committed to in 25? Maybe I accomplished them. Maybe I didn't. Is there any carry forward things that I'm still going to do in 2026? And I'm going to make a different plan than I would have in 25. Things have changed. But I also just recognize I need to face those things and not just carry forward with, in a sense, in the same direction when things may have changed. So, you know, just the encouragement.
It reminds me of you always saying money's a current, you know,
it's currency.
It's currency and seasons change. Things change. We're affected by outward circumstances, global economy, all of that stuff. We're affected by the internal dynamics of changed jobs or more income or maybe less income. And how are we responding? And it's so important to face it. It is.
Especially it is, in an environment of change. And so this, again, doing that, taking the breath and going, okay, I actually need space. We as human beings need some space to be able to walk through that process of what are the changes going on? And then how am I going to plan for, as opposed to, you know, again, often in our current world with the speed that things are happening, we're in a reactionary mode. We're constantly kind of just barely just in time. Everything is just in time. And really, we're encouraging you right now to, you know, maybe in this next week between Christmas and New Year's, and maybe you have a little more time to maybe not fill it up so much and take an hour, maybe even 2 hours to
And I'm thinking of the word margin. Mm-hmm. Like this is actually kind of a week of margin that we some of us get, not everybody, but some of us can take to create space to think about some of these things, bring them to the Lord, because you're reflecting back and you want to talk to the Lord about what happened or didn't, or you're bringing your laments and your disappointments. You're kind of grieving over even some of the things in your finances, but you're also bringing to the Lord, okay, now what? This is where we find ourselves. We have these dreams and plans, like Lord willing, like show us the way forward. He has you. You've been saying that all year long. He has his way. No, he has his will. Now show us the way to carry this out. And having this margin, I know that I haven't had a lot of margin this year. I'm just confessing that, but I'm anticipating the margins for 2026 that I have to actually put inside my life and my, because that's important to me. But margin financially is also important, which leads us to the third.
Yeah, the third question is really, is there anything else? So the first question was, is where am I at today? The second question is what do I need to put kind of back in? So what came out of 2025 that I'm actually going to put into my 2026 financial plan? What does that look like? And as you said, the big rocks. Don't get down into the details. Just do the big rocks. What are the things, you know, what does summer vacation look like? What does, you know, as you said, kids' sports or something like that? What are the big rocks that we know? And that's really going to help you to set the tone. And then finally, Like, is there anything else that we need to talk about? Especially if you're, you know, if you're looking at it and you're like, oh, I'd really like to pay off the mortgage this year.
Okay, right? But you know what else? Yeah, well, and you might
what be. What is that going to take? And that's a different conversation.
Especially if you have 10 more years on the mortgage. Sure. That's a big, whatever that would be is. A big adjustment. But I'm also hearing people say, they're not talking about giving. They're not talking sure. about generosity. That's a huge one to talk about in this space.
We love that because, again, intentionality here around generosity mm-hmm. is saying this is a time where you can say, okay, what are the things that God touched my heart in 2025? And our giving comes from our heart. What we know is that often God speaks to our heart about the generosity. He speaks to our heart about sharing what we have with our community around us. And so this might be an opportunity to, in the time in between, to say, what has God been saying about my heart about how we are going to intentionally share the resources we have? I mentioned the 1% challenge. Maybe that's just part of it. But the second
the part 1% challenge being if you aren't giving at all, 1% is a great place to start. And we did a podcast with Xander mm-hmm. DeWinter this year. You can Google it on our website mm-hmm. about starting with 1%. If you're already doing 1%, maybe you're going to up it to 2 or yeah. 5. If you're doing 10 and you think, oh, that's been great, why don't you talk to the Lord about that? What else? What? Because isn't that the question?
As we come to the end of the show, yeah. is really just saying, you know, there's this pause, this planning, this thinking, but then there's the practical. And so how are we going to do that? Mm-hmm. Are we going to just automate? Where, Lord, do you want us to put those resources mm-hmm. intentionally this day? And then again, automate it. Like there's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with automating it. In fact, that's the way it gets done. That's the practical way that gets done. So you can think about that in terms of your giving. You can think about that in terms of how, you know, we talk about the kingdom account. We've done mm-hmm. a couple of podcasts around the kingdom account mm-hmm. and just saying there are some mechanisms around giving that if you want to, if you're feeling like, hey, I'd like to increase that giving part, then yes. Maybe you paid off a whack of debt this year and you're like, I have more margin now and I'm going to. Maybe you're saying, you know what? I'm still on the journey of paying off debt. And so then I'm going to focus my attention on that. Again, there's all kinds of what is the Lord saying for 2026?
Yeah. And we just want to encourage you to focus on some of these questions as you head into the new year. So Father, thank you so much for your faithfulness in 2025. Thank you that you are with us and you don't leave us and that you are eager to step into our homes and our hearts and do our finances with us, lead us on our financial journeys. Lord, I pray that for folks who listen in 2026, that they would open the door wide when they hear you knocking and they would be able to sit with their finances open before you and talk to you about them in this year ahead. I thank you so much again. And amen.
Well, and I want to thank you, all the listeners, as we're talking about this time in between. Thank you for joining us and thank you for listening and thank you for the comments back and thank you for encouraging us with the content and saying it's relevant. And we love to hear more info at More Than Enough. If you want to feedback all of our social media platforms and say, hey, we want to hear a show about this. We always love to hear that. Thank you to all of our sponsors. We couldn't be here. I know NotMine.ca is today's sponsor, but all of our sponsors as we come into 2026. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And join us next year as we talk money. Bye now.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.